This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian,
Steven Zeiler,
and Derek J.
Steven and Derek are here courtesy of AnyPay.global and HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com and AnyPayNap.com. And God, how many websites do you guys have now?
They're all the same one. Okay. It's all AnyPay. So if people are looking for us, the easiest place is in the App Store.
Oh, right. Because, we haven't even mentioned that you can, download for iOS and for Android.
Yeah, who goes to websites anymore? Just go to the App Store.
I do. I'm old.
Yeah, search AnyPay in the App Store, download it, then you can add your business to the map.
Right from inside the app.
Right, inside the app.
Pretty cool.
Maybe we should put the map in the app? I don't know.
Why not? If you can, or at least link to it.
Doesn't seem right, because as a user, I'm not a business. I just want to go use a map.
But people keep installing the app on their personal phone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I'm going to recommend to a business owner when I meet with her, hopefully within the next few days here, just so she can have it there and administer her app from her phone.
Well, yeah. We're from AnyPay, and you can find us in all kinds of places.
It's awesome. I love it. All right, so, Derek J., you wanted to go to Talk Radio Hell tonight.
Why do you call it Talk Radio Hell?
I think Mark named it that because it almost always generates some of the worst callers. Bringing up abortion as a topic is it's one of the most controversial topics, right?
Well,
it's one of the most...
it's not controversial. Derek loves abortions.
No. I'm torn about this. I don't... The point of this
it always
story
ends up being
why
three
it's
men
interesting.
Talking about abortions.
Well,
it's every time we talk about abortions, there's never a woman on the show.
So what?
Anyway.
The thing that's interesting is that this is Missouri's last abortion clinic.
Also known as Misery, right?
Misery. Is that correct pronunciation?
No, it's a mispronunciation.
Oh, okay, got it.
As in misery, like the state of
Love's
being.
Company, yeah. It's the last abortion clinic, and it may lose its license this week, and it probably will.
Uh-oh.
Meaning that abortions are effectively illegal in Missouri now.
Oh boy.
They don't have they need a license to operate.
And didn't they also just ban them in Alabama as well?
Yes.
Okay. Wow. And there's not going to be any more abortions then.
Yeah, well, there probably will be, and when
they're going underground.
With prohibition, I think that's why this story is interesting to me and probably to you guys as well, is with anything that you prohibit, there will inevitably emerge a black market for that prohibited product.
As long as it's in demand.
Yeah, and black market abortions, probably not as good as the over-the-counter abortions.
Nope. We're talking about dangerous implements compared to, whatever it is they normally do.
Well, except for rich people.
They could just go somewhere else.
Yeah.
Yeah, but probably they can have a private doctor that can do it just fine. Apparently that's how it's always been.
But the poor lady who, got raped or knocked up by her boyfriend accidentally or whatever, who doesn't want the child, she's going to go to a back alley clinic and they're going to pull out a coat hanger or whatever.
Well,
and it's going to be horrible and dangerous.
That sucks.
Yeah.
In a statement Tuesday, Planned Parenthood said Missouri's health department is, quote,
Do you want El Negrito to give you your abortion? The guy we were talking about in Venezuela?
No.
No, nobody wants that.
Afterward, he will extort you.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. I'm just getting a bad image. The health department in Missouri is refusing to renew its annual license to provide abortion in the state to Planned Parenthood.
Wow.
And if the license is not renewed by May 31st, that's in a couple of days, Missouri would become the first state without a functioning abortion clinic since 1973.
Wow.
When Roe v. Wade was decided.
45 years
ago. Wow.
Yeah. Planned Parenthood filed a lawsuit requesting a restraining order against the state, hoping to restore the license and avoid service disruption.
What town is it? Does it mention where? this place is?
The article may name the town, but I have not seen it.
A lot of times, like the article starts with like a news.
St. Louis, Missouri.
Okay.
Yeah. So
I can see the targeted ads now for abortion tourism flooding into the Facebook pages on Missouri. You know, like
yeah.
That'll come to Kansas,
right?
We haven't really seen that. That hasn't been a part of my lifetime. Like, I imagine there were people who are older than us who knew a time when abortion was illegal and women got them and they were dangerous and they died. I've heard stories about coat hangers. Yeah, there was like a dry cleaner that their coat hangers used to come with a, you know, the dry cleaners like put their name or their slogan or whatever on the dry paper part of the dry cleaner hanger. It said, like, never again on the coat hanger as a reference not to the Holocaust, but to the time when abortion was illegal and people used coat hangers.
Oh, my God.
So we've never experienced that in our lifetime, but is it possible that that is coming again?
It could be.
For some in Missouri, it seems they're running out of options.
I can totally see a huge religious fundamentalism revival all across America. You know,
you think
this thing happens to civilizations from time to time?
Do you have to be religious?
Our way.
I mean, no. Wait a minute. You don't have to be religious to be against abortion.
No.
Right.
Well,
I mean, I'm not saying you're wrong. That could happen with a religious fundamentalist revival. But it seems like people are moving away from religion generally in the United States, right? Like, young people aren't attending church as often, even the ones that are religious. I had an article about this, but we didn't go into it on the air at all, but it was in my show prep a few weeks or a few months ago, where the statistics are showing that young people, millennials, for instance, even Gen Z, once they get out of their household, so like if they were in a religious household growing up, as soon as they get out, they go off to college or, you know, move out for whatever reason, they just don't go to church anymore. The numbers have dropped off from what I understand. So they may still harbor their own belief systems, but they're not going into the organized religion.
Well, we'll see what happens when this giant, like, fiat currency debt bubble collapses, like, and how the society changes and how people panic and, like,
you think how they go back to God?
They really might. I mean, it could be a big step back for liberalism.
Could be.
As we know it.
Were you raised in a religious household?
I was raised in a Baptist church.
Really?
Yeah. It was
Southern Baptist? Is it Southern Baptist in Austin?
When I was, well, I mean, Austin's a very large city. They have all kinds of churches.
Okay.
Southern Baptist a particular branch, or
no,
is it just anyone?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I thought
it was, but I don't know.
Well, the church that I was a part of was a Baptist church until I was maybe 6 or 7, mm-hmm. and then it became a non-denominational church.
Oh.
Is it one of the ones with the humongous bathtub at the front where they would, like, completely submerge?
I was, what is that called?
Baptism.
Yeah, it was a hot tub.
It
was just, like, straight-up hot tub, like... Like, they went to the hot tub store, but it was embedded into the stage. It
okay.
It was nice.
Huh.
Yeah. They had
That's
jets
so
and stuff.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. But,
babies?
Jesus jets.
No. We're not Catholic. So the baby, like, babies are baptized in the Baptist religion when they're not baptized. You have to wait until you're, like, 13, 14.
You have to choose it?
You have to choose, yeah.
Oh, interesting.
So they say. I mean, he was basically chosen for me.
Okay.
I didn't really know what was going on.
5 beliefs that set Southern Baptists apart from American Baptists. So apparently there is a difference here.
So it's not just being from the South. Like, you could have a Southern Baptist here in New Hampshire?
I guess.
I think they're probably called that because of the Southern, like, the Baptists from the South have these different distinguishing properties.
So are Baptists generally against abortions? Is that why you brought this up?
Baptists are against, like, dancing and alcohol all indulgence. So they're against sex. So you can't have an abortion because you can't have sex.
For recreation.
Right. Only married people can have sex, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but not for fun.
Oh, even as a married
couple? You can't have fun.
Wow.
That is...
Yeah, I think that's pretty much the stance. I had several friends who were kicked out of a Baptist high school.
You can't have fun. Yeah, it's fun is not good.
The school dance. No dancing, no, like, music.
Definitely no dancing.
Jesus, not like fun, apparently. All right, so we'll get into it here a little bit further on abortion.
Jesus,
and the
serious man.
According to an article I've got here, though, there's an Illinois abortion clinic 10 minutes away from St. Louis.
Raking in the dough now, I bet.
So they'll probably be all right, at least in St. Louis, but the people in the middle of the state, they're going to have to travel.
They're going to have to build a wall.
Bit of a waste. More on the way here. Don't give them any ideas. 855, 450, free.
Are you concerned the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market, economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com. I believe the crypto winter is over. That, if true, means the crypto prices may be on the rise and more news will be on the horizon. Get the latest and freshest crypto news at news.bitcoin.com. They have a real staff that does real reporting, not the rehash stuff you're getting from most crypto news outlets. I am proud and happy to say that news.bitcoin.com is my first stop for all news crypto related. News.bitcoin.com. Don't forget that you can get a free Bitcoin Cash wallet and free Bitcoin Cash at free.bitcoin.com. Free crypto at free.bitcoin.com.
Don't you hate that feeling in the pit of your stomach when the police pull you over? Most people have no idea how to handle it properly, and they promptly get fed into the municipal fee-generating meat grinder. Or maybe you recall that feeling you get when you go to the mailbox and see one or more letters from the IRS. You get a sense of impending doom, don't you? So let me ask you, if you could learn how to use the law to beat the IRS, traffic tickets, almost any courtroom scenario, collectors, credit card debt, and even a mortgage debt because of fraud perpetrated against you, would that be worth knowing about? Don't laugh. Investigate. Check out the life-changing benefits of the Lighthouse Law Club at their website, lighthouselaw.club. That's lighthouselaw.club. And while you're at it, visit the Lighthouse Law Club YouTube channel. You might be in for a pleasant surprise.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, you dial toll free if you want to join us here. Our number for you is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at Discord.com. crypto.lrn.fm. Now, if you're trying to reach the crypto market, or perhaps you want to spread mass awareness of your cryptocurrency technology, either way, you ought to have a communications company that specializes in that field. You know, you can't just hire your average PR firm or whatever. Leveraging 35-plus different brands, part of the Investor Brand Network, and more than 5,000 downstream distribution partners, Cryptocurrency Wire combines the power of specialization with mass market reach. With the help of Cryptocurrency Wire, you can start connecting with crypto-friendly journalists and more than 1.6 million followers. Their commitment is to get the most eyes possible on your big news while it's still fresh. Whether domestic or international, they can reach 56 different countries and provide translation services, which is super important. So if your company is an important, relevant newsmaker, you need someone that specializes in the field to get your message heard. CryptoCurrencyWire.com. We've even used them here at Free Talk Live. CryptoCurrencyWire.com. As we continue with your calls and thoughts, we can talk more about the abortion clinic in Missouri that may have to close its doors. It's the last one in the state, and the state government goons are saying they're not going to renew the license.
Yeah, it looks like that's what's going to happen.
Let's go to Ryan, though. He's in Manchester, New Hampshire, watching us on YouTube. Go ahead, Ryan.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I just want to say Stephen and Derek are probably some of the coolest Free Talk Live guests I've ever heard. Huge fan of Anypay. They're really nice guys out there in Portsmouth.
I agree. So I
just, yeah, right? They're
I just
great.
Wish they didn't live in Portsmouth.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, West Manchester is where it's at.
Nah, Keen.
So abortion has been one of the topics that's really pressed my libertarianism to the brink, right? It's such a challenging issue. And I just wanted to get your opinions on what I think is kind of the crux of the argument, right? Which is, when does a fetus become a baby? I kind of think of what Ron Paul said when he became pro-life. You know, as a physician, he saw a seven-month abortion. And as the aborted fetus was being taken out, it was actually crying. And they just kind of put it into a bucket until it stopped crying. And there's a huge chance that could have been a viable baby. But because the mother decided to abort it, right, is that a murder? It's tough to say, right?
And if it is, then what?
Well, then I suppose that baby would have had its rights violated, right? Its right to life, right to property.
And who exactly is standing up for those that person's rights?
Well, I guess that's the question, right?
Well, if nobody cares about you, do you even have any rights?
Yes, I would say so, definitely. Yeah, right.
So how? How's that possible?
Well, I suppose that's a good question. I guess I would just view property rights as intrinsic to being human, not necessarily something that's based on age or consciousness, right? Because we wouldn't consider someone who's in a vegetative state, like someone who got into a car accident, to no longer have rights.
Well, if they don't have any friends or family members to decide who, you know, if someone's going to pull the plug, if they've got no connections or anyone close to them, is it... Whose decision is it that they live or die? I mean, who's supposed to put themselves out to save this life?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah, and who has an obligation to save another one's life anyway? Like, functionally, rights are only things that you can secure for yourself. And if you're unable to secure your own life, then, you know, you just die.
So I'm going to answer the question. It's been asked. I wanted you guys to have a shot at it here. I don't know.
Don't know what?
I don't know
the answer to the question.
The question was, when does life begin? You know, that was his original question, right, Ryan? And I'm going to say, I don't know.
Oh, it's that inception. That's the answer. I mean, it's pretty clear.
Yeah, but when does it become a human being?
At inception. That's
okay.
When it's
See,
life.
I don't know.
I mean, you combine the
doesn't
two.
Doesn't look like a human.
Oh, a lot of people don't look human.
Yeah.
The reality is pretty simple. Human life begins at inception. people have rights from the beginning, but the thing is, if no one's there to fight for your rights, if nobody cares about you and you die, then that's very sad, but that's what happens.
Ryan, what do you think should happen to somebody who aborts a fetus?
Well, see, that's a tough question, right? Because should it be government prohibited, or should it be, you know, privately shunned? It's tough to say what the right decision is. I would suppose if we can agree that a baby or a fetus is a baby, and a baby, of course,
I can't
is protected
agree with
under
that.
The law. Yeah, great. So then I don't think you would agree with that conclusion. But if someone did, like if we as a society did agree that a fetus is a baby, then that fetus should be protected and should have the right to not be aborted.
Why? I mean, why should any person have that right? I mean, let's say they're a four-year-old. You know, what right does that four-year-old have to preservation beyond what themselves or their family can provide?
Well, because that four-year-old owns themselves, and they have the right to preserve
themselves.
Yeah,
they can't provide for themselves.
Own is a verb, right? That how in what way does a four-year-old own themselves?
Well, in the same way that you own yourself and I own myself.
No, I put my own food in my mouth. I put my own roof over my head. Four-year-olds don't do that.
You can conceptualize the idea of it. A four-year-old probably cannot.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
Yeah, to what extent does a four-year-old take ownership of their own life and is able to sustain themselves? They really are not able to sustain themselves.
They can choose which toy to play with on the playground, but that's about it. I think the answer that someone might give, I'm not saying this is what I would say, would be that one should empathize with the child that has no parents or has no one who loves or cares about that child, that one should be able to put oneself in that child's shoes and say, in that circumstance, one would want someone to swoop them up and take care of them, whoever that person
I think that's
would
a
be.
That seems nice on the surface, but
there's
might
nothing
be a,
wrong with
it,
that.
I think there is something wrong with it.
Really?
It's self-destructive. Because if that's your position, then you've got that times infinity. In the case
of
all
the
abortions, in case of all the foster kids, in the case of a humane society, and all the kittens that need your help.
And all the people who want welfare can't take care of themselves.
If you take that position, it's self-destructive. Mm. There's no end to it.
They couldn't do it.
You can't save the whole world. You can only save yourself and the people around you.
Well, frankly, prohibition, what's useful to do if you want to limit abortions? Is it even useful to ban them?
No, it's not.
Like, so it doesn't even matter. This whole discussion of when does life is created doesn't matter at all.
Yeah,
it's,
that's true.
How do you reduce abortions if you're against them? And obviously, prohibition is not a way to reduce them.
I think the best bet you got there is persuasion and
maybe money.
Call tonight.
Goodbye, the baby,
Ryan. I appreciate it. But again, you know, you're gonna run out of money real fast. Because there's a lot of kids that need help out there. Thanks for that. More coming up here. You can share your thoughts on Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Hundreds of homes have been damaged between Indiana and Ohio, where groups of twisters roared through the area. Hospitals in Ohio are reporting as many as 130 people injured. An elderly man died in Salina. People are telling stories of survival. Blake Gifford ran into a church
just as a tornado came through the Dayton, Ohio area.
I'm laying there shaking. My head's up against the wall and the wall's shaking back and forth. There's wind from the tornadoes pushing through up through the vent into my face, and I'm freaking out.
He was on WKEF-TV. On the Today Show, Dayton Sheriff Rob Streck says it's hard to believe how much damage there is.
Extensive property damage, residences, businesses, trees uprooted, power outages.
Oklahoma and parts of the central U.S. are still grappling with historic flooding. This is USA Radio News.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry. Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You are invited here to join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 855-450-3733. Liberty.menu. It is a place, and it's exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. Liberty-minded folks like libertarians and voluntarists have for a long time been looking for a site like Liberty.menu, a useful business directory, basically, for liberty-friendly businesses. And also, if you're an events coordinator or creator or a digital content creator, then you also belong on liberty.menu. Basically, if you want people to know, people in the liberty movement, about the thing that you do, post it on liberty.menu because it's free. So the only cost is whatever time it takes you to go there, create an account, and post your stuff.
And it's fun.
Despite it being free, it's also got a very high signal-to-noise ratio. A lot of the stuff that's posted there is valuable stuff that I actually want to see.
Right, there's not a bunch of junk.
I'm not scrolling through endlessly looking for good stuff.
Right, and there is a bit of a social networking aspect to it, too, so you can connect with the people that use the site, and there's ratings and reviews and all that.
And badges, which are really fun.
If you're still hanging
points.
If you're still hanging on to Facebook just for the ability to create events and let people know about them, then you should really check out Liberty Menu.
That's what I was actually telling Rich Paul, who's been weaning himself off of Facebook recently, and he wanted to create an event for something. And I was like, well, why don't you just create it on Liberty.menu and then post it on the social network.
Exactly.
Post the link to your event on liberty.menu, wherever social networks you hang out.
I'll tell you what. I deleted the Facebook app from my phone.
When?
And, like, 2 weeks ago.
Congratulations.
I did that years ago.
What about the other ones? Did you have any of their other apps? Because they've got, like, three or four.
I have Instagram, which is actually very useful for me.
But, I mean, like, the Facebook branded ones, because there's Messenger, there's Facebook
Pages.
I have Facebook Pages. Mm-hmm. So you inspired me years ago. I think you deleted the Facebook app.
Well, Barry's talking about spying. Like, he doesn't like it because it spies and whatnot.
Oh,
but,
yeah, it does.
But I deleted it because everyone left there is worth, like, it's worthless. Like, none of the conversation is any good. And the only good person is this one memester who's totally awesome, Lou Fien.
We know him.
Yeah, he's great. He's the only reason to be on Facebook.
Doesn't he post his memes somewhere else?
He must.
Yeah.
You should ask him.
He should post it into the meme chain.
Or get, like I've got a Telegram channel where I can post whatever social media update that I want, and it automatically, because of ifttt.com, if this, then that, shoots it out to my Mastodon and my Twitter at the same time, so I don't have to go and update three or four different social media. I don't have Facebook anymore, so it doesn't shoot it there, but, you know, that's a way to, like, simplify your life.
Beautiful.
Right?
That's cool.
Just connect that stuff together.
Maybe IFTT has a post to the memo.cache or to the Bitstagram, you know, the permanent.
If it has like a webhooks, so IFTTT has integrated things for certain sites, but something that's newer like that, they probably don't have a specific integration for that yet. Mm-hmm. But if it's got things like webhooks, which is like some sort of programming behind the scenes that you can trigger things with, then you can do it. So that's how it does with Mastodon. The Mastodon is not specific to IFTTT. They don't have an integration with that. But since Mastodon has webhooks, there's an instruction set that you can follow to get it to work.
Cool.
So, love webhooks.
Webhooks
are the best.
So, check it out over at liberty.menu. We're going to go back to your calls and thoughts here. We got Gene, he's the Christian anarchist,
yay,
on our Discord call-in lines in Tennessee.
Hey, yeah, I want to challenge this idea that rights are dependent on whether somebody cares about you.
Nice.
Because I don't believe that's the case. And if it were the case, then if there was some homeless person in the street, you could easily go up there, just stab the heck out of him, and walk away because he has no rights.
But you could if no one cared about them.
I mean, what happens when a homeless person who has
no
family, right? A homeless person has no family that anybody knows of. Nobody knows who the person is. They don't have any friends except for whoever might be in the homeless camp with them at the time. And if the cops find a dead homeless person, how much effort do they really put into solving that crime?
If they don't care about them, none.
I am not saying that you couldn't get away with violating that person's rights, but he still possesses those rights by the fact that he is a human being. Now, whether you can get away with violating his rights is a totally different argument.
Okay.
So the rights exist. They exist.
Well, they exist in our minds. I mean, they're basically an agreement between humans, right? I mean, that's what rights are, and they're a good one. They're a good agreement.
And if you would ask that homeless guy if he has a right to exist, he would say yes. But if he didn't have the power to stop you from killing him, that doesn't mean that his rights did not exist. It only means that you are guilty of violating his rights. That's all it means.
Do you think that a person
because
has
if you
to
just say?
Sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm waiting.
Well, do you think that a person has to at least be able to conceive of rights in order to have them? Like
no,
this.
Because then it means that mentally retarded people don't have rights. So I know people that have mentally retarded children. They take good care
what
of.
What about
them.
Dogs?
But so those. But people with mental disabilities have families who care about them. So maybe those rights are sort of like what's it called? Not transcendental.
Their families are protectors of their rights.
Rights are not inherent to people. Rights are a social construct that we give to each other.
And it's a good one.
It's a great thing.
That's what you're claiming. That's what you're claiming. But you could be wrong.
Well, I'm not wrong. I'm not wrong about that. Look, rights don't. It's a meaningless thing. It doesn't exist in the actual physical world. It's an idea. It's a social thing that we give to each other, and they're great.
For anyone to claim that they're right on things is kind of a lot of hubris because you don't know for sure you're right. That is your belief system, and you believe you're right. I have my belief system, and I believe I'm right, but I at least admit that I could be wrong.
Well, how could you? Okay.
You're not even admitting
how
that it's possible.
How can you prove
that
rights exist?
Wrong.
If what you're saying is rights exist.
I want some evidence. Give me, how can you measure a right? Like, what instrument would you use to observe a right and measure it using, like, some kind of scientific process?
Well, with rights, you're not going to get scientific process. Just like with love, you're not going to get scientific process. Try and prove through science that love exists.
Well, you could at the very least, I think, show chemical changes with love, right?
Yeah.
Like you could measure that in someone's body.
Well,
when
you can show that by eating sugar, too, or, you know.
Well,
or,
yeah, but
yeah,
these are all observable.
Real.
Right, these are all observable changes.
Off of a bridge.
Rights
something.
Are a concept.
Right, okay, so great. Yeah, so there we go. Love is measurable, perhaps.
No, it isn't measurable.
I'm saying it is.
Well, there you go.
Okay, ask any scientists how they're going to measure love, and they're going to come up with, they're not going to come up with anything.
They're going to have some experiments they would run.
Just because you say it can be measured doesn't make it so. Now, rights came from somewhere. Now, they're either, I believe they come from our Creator by the very nature of the fact that we're human, but some people believe that rights come from the fact that we have a social construct that allows for people to imagine these things. Okay, so either way, the rights are there because of your humanity, the fact that you're human. Now, some people want to extend that to animals, but I don't think that you have a very good argument there. But you do have a good argument for saying that humans have rights because of their humanity. If that's the case, then you can't say that they only possess...
Isn't that circular reasoning?
Yeah, but if there was only one human, he wouldn't have rights because they're things that we give to each other.
Yeah. By the way, Gene, I did just quick search here. IFLScience.com headlines. Brain scans can now detect if you're in love. The story from, I don't know when. But it says here that after scanning the brains of 100 students, a third of whom were hopelessly in love with someone, scientists have managed to reveal some of the changes in brain activity that are related to love. Those smitten with someone showed increased neuronal activity in several brain regions. So, I mean, this is a simple matter of, scanning brains of people.
Well, maybe it would be with rights. Maybe that's a thing that you can observe when someone's granting a right to another.
Maybe you
can.
But maybe
science hasn't gone down this way yet.
I'll bet you any money that those brain scan results could also be duplicated showing something else. So, to say that they're conclusively
it's just a study.
With love,
it's
I think
just
is
a study.
Stretch.
Thank you for the call tonight, Gene. I do appreciate
it. We have a lot to learn about the brain.
Yeah, that's true. 855, 450 free. That's, and, you know, like you said, maybe they'll discover that rights are observable in brains, but not yet, at least. More on the way here. This is Free Talk Live.
Would you like to hang out with Penn Jillette? He's keynoting Freedom Fest this year. I, for one, am thrilled. Freedom Fest is the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world. They take a big tent approach with libertarians, conservatives, liberals, anarchists, capitalists, and just open-minded people mingling together to hear real debates, share real solutions, and converse freely. This year's theme is the Wild West, a time of liberty and opportunity, or a time of anarchy and violence. Maybe both. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and get your tickets now. freedomfest.com/FTL. Not convinced yet? Hey, I understand. It's a high-end event. Even with coupon code FTL50. Sure, you're likely to receive investment advice that'll make that sum seem paltry, but I have something special for you. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and you'll get the 5 best speeches from last year for free. Call it a test drive. Do yourself a favor and go to freedomfest.com/FTL. freedomfest.com/FTL. Use coupon code FTL50 for a discount.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story, but freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com, or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Even in these remaining moments, there's enough time for you if you dial in now, 855-450-3733. Don't forget to head over to see more of Derek J. and Steven on AnyPay.Global or HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. You guys have a pretty active AnyPay Twitter account. Where else is AnyPay on, like, social medias?
You know, the best place people should really find us is in the App Store.
The
App Store.
Yeah, just get the app, see what it's all about. You know, this talk, just see it. Try it out. It's very easy and intuitive.
If you're a business owner and you want to take cryptocurrency, but even if you're not a business owner,
it's the easiest way to accept cryptocurrency, because there's a lot of other people, they're saying, oh, well, I hate pulling up my wallet to receive money, because then everyone can see how much money I have. Mm. I don't want that. Well, with AnyPay, it's not a wallet. It doesn't show how much money you have, and it's really easy.
It
and
just
also
allows you to receive.
Some other people, they're like, oh, I don't want to carry around my money on my phone. That's dangerous. I want to keep it in a safe. Well, with AnyPay, you can receive money on your phone. It goes right into
your safe
or right into your bank.
Smart.
Yeah.
It's the easiest way to receive money, especially
for
business.
Everybody, is what you're saying. Anybody that wants to accept cryptocurrency payments, period.
Easiest way to accept cryptocurrency payments, and it supports 10 different cryptocurrencies, so it probably has the one you like.
Yeah, because I was starting to say recently that it's not just for brick and mortars. I mean, that's where y'all started, was focusing on, like, the brick and mortar businesses. But, like, if you're a service provider, if you're a plumber, or, you know, you're coming over to somebody's house, just punch in the amount on AnyPay, and then they can pay you with cryptocurrency.
Yeah, and it's way easier than other wallets.
And the money goes right into your Trezor or your exchange or wherever you tell the money to go.
So cool.
You know, or if you own a business and you have employees who are out in the field collecting payments, well, you don't want them getting access to the money.
No.
You want them to just receive it, and then the money goes into your wallet.
So, yeah, you can have this installed on more than one device. And it's super easy to do. Just search for AnyPay in the Are there other words they should add to it? Because I know there's
AnyPay.
You'll
search
find
for
it.
AnyPay.
Okay.
You're going to find it. You'll know it's the one with the cryptocurrencies.
There's that other.
It's AnyPay. The number one rated, number one most downloaded AnyPay app. Is a beautiful checkmark logo.
Okay, good. Good. AnyPay, check them out. I love it. I use it all the time here in Keene, the crypto mecca. So let's go to Brian on the line in Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live, listening via TuneIn.
Hi, how's it going, guys?
Hey, Brian, you're on the air.
Hello. Are you there? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we're right here. We got you loud and clear. Hopefully you can hear us.
Yeah.
All right.
So in, I think it was the previous segment, you guys were talking about how rights could be measured by how much other people care about you.
Yeah.
Maybe to some degree.
We're saying that other people give you those rights.
Okay. So, sorry, I got the sniffles. So, I just wanted to know what your thoughts were about, like, when abortions happen and maybe the father doesn't want the child to be aborted and cares about, like, maybe deeply in love with his child that isn't born yet.
Man, that's tragic. Well, that's the case where someone cares deeply about the person whose rights are being violated. I think that person would have a real claim for a crime having been committed
and
against
them
or the person.
I'm actually, like, I am pro-choice, but, I mean, that must suck if that does happen.
That sucks
well,
a lot.
Isn't that a crime? I mean, I would say you would have a good claim that someone...
I think these are actually going into courts recently. I read about some cases where guys were suing the girl that they knocked up, and I think it's working its way up. Yeah, for having an abortion when they said that they don't want it, and who knows what the common law is going to really say on this? And Derek might be right that this is a crime because this guy does care and he's an immediate family member.
Well, personally, look, I find it pretty ridiculous that a guy thinks that he has some sort of say over what happens inside another person's body.
I didn't say that.
I'm not saying you said that.
Yeah.
But that's basically what these guys are suggesting, is that they should have some sort of say over whether or not this woman can make a decision who they decided to, you know, impregnate.
Yeah, it was their fault. Look, guys, you got to avoid... sticking it in crazy.
Right, well, exactly. There's consequences that come from that.
Yeah.
And this is one of them. And look, you know, either way, the guy never has to carry this thing to term, so they don't have to deal
with
whatever.
It's not a health risk. I mean, this could literally kill the girl. She could die. And in history, so many women have died from childbirth. Like,
well,
really
I
is
think that's pretty unlikely in modern day.
What about this, though? Do you think that it's since pregnancy is such a dangerous thing and could be a health hazard that a guy could have the right to terminate the child at all?
Absolutely.
No way.
Wait, what do you mean?
No one has a right to stick a sharp instrument inside the body of another.
Or a pill, let's say.
No, you can't force anyone to do anything.
Yeah, you can't commit fraud against someone.
You gave up the sperm. It's out of your hands.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have the right to not ejaculate.
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you for the call tonight. There's other ways you can ejaculate if that's what you want to do. But we can't talk about that on the radio in great detail. But, yeah, thank you for that. So, St. Louis, you had this story, Derek J.
You want more?
If there's more that you feel is worth sharing, because I've got the story here, I don't know if they cover it in yours, where they're interviewing the clinics in Wichita and in Granite City, Illinois, where they're saying here at Trust Women Clinic in Wichita, they already are so busy, they have to fly in doctors.
Oh, my goodness.
So this is going to, they're like, they don't know where they're going to find the time.
They got to raise the prices.
Yeah. Yeah,
so that way they can expand the operation, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Get this out of the hands of Planned Parenthood. That's probably the first thing to do, because it's wrong that anyone who doesn't want to be paying for this service is forced to.
That's true. That's kind of the libertarian. I think that the best libertarian position on this is that the government should not be involved in paying for or prohibiting abortion.
Yeah, I think a lot of pieces would fall into place if you got that out of the way, because then you've got church groups that would go to these women who say, like, hey, look, you want to have an abortion, right? Mm-hmm. But we've got a bunch of people who donate a lot of money to our church, and they would just gladly pay you to keep this baby, bring it to term, we'll put it up for a nice family for adoption or whatever. And then you get some, it's weird to say this, but you get some financial incentives behind actually keeping a life.
Yeah,
alive.
But then
that's going to change people's minds.
But then you get financial incentive to just have more babies. Like, if you were like,
Not necessarily,
this church community is going to take care of me if I get pregnant.
Yeah, no,
and
no.
Make them feel guilty.
That's what you have now. You have an endless supply of funds in the form of Planned Parenthood and federal funding to
which
give
is mostly private funding, Planned Parenthood.
Is that true?
That's probably true.
It's like a small fraction is
yeah,
government.
I was going to say all that right. I think Planned Parenthood will be just fine if
it's like NPR.
Exactly.
You know, they don't need government funding. That. They don't need taxes.
Okay.
I don't know what the portion is. I honestly don't. But I've supported them privately when I've gone, I needed STD tests done. I've gone to Planned Parenthood.
Nice.
They've been great.
Cool. Yeah, me too.
They got other things they do, right? Like, it's not just, abortion is okay. just one of the things that they do.
I guess the point was, I would like to see more of a market for abortions, because I think we'll get a more ethical and more open, transparent system that produces better outcomes.
Well, if you want a market, you got to get rid of occupational licensing. Like
right.
Missouri,
to allow
this,
more people
it's this license concept, and we got to get rid of that whole concept altogether.
Absolutely.
That's a bigger problem. But it applies to abortions here, and it's awful.
Yeah, I think that's it's true. And by the way, we can hear Rich Paul talking loudly in the background. I don't know if our if our listeners can at home, but coming up in just a few moments on our video feeds over at dlive.lrn.fm and at twitch.lrn.fm, I believe Rich and Aria are going to be coming up for an episode of Freer Talk Live coming
cool.
up here in moments, where they can talk more about sexual things that we cannot cover on broadcast radio. And they can say words that
will
we
they?
Cannot say.
Do they, though?
Oh, I suspect they will.
They will. Great. Oh, they're planning on it.
I mean, you were on a show with Aria
They've
once.
They've been saving it
we
all day.
We didn't get that into it.
Yeah, but you got a little more explicit
okay,
for sure.
Good.
On that show, because it's on it's internet only, so we don't have to deal with the pesky FCC getting in the way. And there's still just a few things you can't say, but there's way more that you can on these different platforms. So be sure, if you haven't yet, to go and follow us on dlive.lrn.fm. And that is our newest video streaming platform. It's purportedly decentralized, but we're not so sure about that. And then twitch.lrn.fm as well.
I'll just say it's not.
It's not looking that way, no. At this point, I would love for it to become decentralized. I don't know how easy.
How are you supposed to do that,
though? I don't know. It's tricky. It's very tricky. Live video
streaming platform.
Yeah.
Well, there's all different components that you decentralize in different ways.
It's probably doable, but I'm not a programmer, so I don't have enough experience with like.
Also, decentralization is a gradient.
Right. No, how decentralized
are
is
you?
It?
Yeah, and different aspects of centralization.
These are good ideas. We don't have time to talk about them tonight. But hey, guys, thanks for coming all the way out here to beautiful Keene and seeing us.
Thank you.
It's an honor.
Thank you. It's a pleasure always. And you guys are back once a month, so maybe we'll have you back after all the festivals are done.
Yeah.
Forkfest, right?
Oh, wow.
Because we're going to be seeing you then. We'll have you on from Forkfest,
sure,
of course.
Yeah.
And see you online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.